Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock hour. Just looking to see on this date or celebrity birthdays to see if there was anything for Waterloo or The Martian. This was in The Martian. It was ABBA, but nothing doing. Teddy Bridgewater celebrating a birthday today, 32 years old. Kendrick Perkins is 41.
Perkins.
Oops.
You don't know Kendrick Perkins?
I just watched a video, I sent it to you guys, about Sebastian Telfair. Is that legit what I watched?
Legit.
Because he earned $20 million in the NBA. He's living in the projects, like projects, and he takes you on a tour of his apartment.
It's easy to run through 20 mil.
I mean, to be like run through, like I understand running through, but that's run through.
Yeah, to go broke.
Like, broke.
That's cake. I tell you all the time, I know guys that made more money than me in the NFL that are now resource officers at their high school.
Walton Goggins is 54 today.
You know who that is?
Uncle Baby Billy.
Who?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe, but that's not how I know him.
I mean, I know who you know him from, White Lotus, but Uncle Baby Billy on Righteous Gemstones?
Never seen it.
I've seen several episodes. He is so good as Uncle Baby Billy.
Oh, I've seen him.
White Lotus.
I haven't seen it.
It's so good.
I tried to watch it. It's kind of goofy.
No, it's so good.
You watch the dumbest things. You won't watch White Lotus, and all we do is talk about how good White Lotus is.
I tried to watch it.
Yeah, I tried to watch it, which I was kind of like sappy.
Especially the first
sappy.
Season.
Sappy? No, not at all.
It's over the top. Just I couldn't watch it. Now, this Unsolved Mysteries, they've rebooted them.
They did?
Oh, my goodness.
But that I don't like that. I like resolution. I don't want to watch anything unsolved. Like, I'm lost at the title.
Yeah, like, they don't know what happened. They have all the evidence, but right. They don't have, like, a set thing.
Yeah, what a terrible way for me to end my show.
Choom.
I know at the beginning that I'm not going to get any resolution at the end. I think it's the dumbest concept for a show.
Yeah, because it makes you think. You're not a thinker.
No, it doesn't make you think.
I'm a thinker.
You think you've solved the unsolved mystery?
I believe I do. Because Buffalo Jim in Vegas, the mafia killed him because he was messing with the strip clubs. The one I watched this morning.
Well, that's usually what happens with the unsolved mystery, right? I'm pretty sure they're all solved. Person's dead. We just don't know officially, legally, who killed them.
There we go.
Well, no, but that's the whole thing. You get to the end of the episode and they don't know what the outcome is.
There's so much evidence that you know who did it. but nobody's been charged with it.
Right.
But you know who did it.
Yeah. How about I'm going to watch shows that have an ending?
I don't like series because of that. 8 seasons. I'll never get to the end.
On this day in 2003, Dontrell Willis became the first player in Marlins history to win NL Rookie of the Year.
GOAT.
And on this day in 2004, the Polar Express was released to theaters, which I maintain might be the best Christmas movie ever made.
I agree.
That's a good movie.
It's unbelievable. You know, I watch it every year, and I just it's a marvel of filmmaking.
I think this is the only movie annually that we agree on.
I feel like you take the opposite side many years.
No, really Polar Express is good.
I know that.
When you say this damn Bruce Willis movie is a Christmas movie, that's when I get upset.
Well, Die Hard is.
It's not a damn Christmas movie.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I'm very happy to report some breaking news from Adam Schefter. Aronde Gadsden's son, OG the second, who we're all massive fans of, yesterday left the game after it looked like he banged knees.
Yep.
And left the game immediately. And Adam Schefter is going to get some new testing done today. The MRI revealed a quad bruise that will have him as day-to-day per a source. I think that's best case scenario.
Oh, my God, for sure.
Yeah.
Not that that's not painful, but holy hell, the alternatives of an MRI to come back with a thigh bruise is great.
I was listening to our Sunday Night Football broadcast via Westwood One last night on this radio station on the way back from taping at CBS last night. OG had just gotten hurt, and they were talking about Aronde Gadsden Sr., and they did like 10 minutes on OG. They kept going back to him. He caught Dan Marino's final touchdown pass, and they talked about how OG growing up was coached by Dan Marino, was coached by Pat Surtain. They didn't include old Channing Crowder over here, but they talked about how Jason Taylor was around, his upbringing as well. I mean, they could not stop talking about how good of a dad OG was to help his son get to where he's at.
The national TV broadcast talked about big OG. He's just OG and little OG.
Yeah.
Talked about OG because they had that check down where little OG stretched out and caught it.
Yep.
And they were like, hey, go look at his dad's catch. One of dad's catch from Marino. It's way better than that one. So, yeah, man, the damn Gadsden's doing something.
Gadsden's can catch a ball.
I actually didn't coach little OG. I coached against little OG.
Hmm. I can only imagine what he did to your coach teams.
Choked him out.
Somebody puts on the on the text line, today is the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald on Lake Superior. And it says, Hawk is a Midwest kid. I'm sure you've heard the Gordon Lightfoot song. I mean, sir, I've made a career out of that Gordon Lightfoot song. I've played and talked about that song more than... But Jimmy, please, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot at some point this afternoon. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the minutes are turned into hours?
I didn't know it sunk in a lake.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. It was like a hurricane, but it was Lake Superior.
I learned something today.
Look at that. You got to listen to the lyrics of that song. It's amazing.
Like they should have ran back to shore.
If they'd only put 15 more miles behind them. It's one of the lines in the song.
I had it sink in a lake.
It doesn't make
stuff
sense.
Just doesn't automatically float in a lake. I mean, it can sink in a lake. It can sink in an ocean.
I think I'm with Solana. I don't know where his little mind goes.
Well, I think both of you guys are forgetting how big Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, the Great Lakes are. Like, it looks like an ocean.
I've been in Lake Ontario.
Huh.
Okay. I'm not on his side anymore.
I've been to Lake Okeechobee, but I don't know.
No, but you would just think in a lake they'd be able to send ample resources before there was a catastrophe.
I got you.
Oh, yeah. If Rob Conrad could swim through the Gulf Stream, like...
Right. No, I'm with that.
Get on back to shore, Fitzgerald.
But I think it was in like the 30s or something.
Rob Conrad's old.
Speaking of old, Aaron Rodgers yesterday looked old.
He looked old.
Yeah, bad.
Hey, we've been questioning whether or not this Mike McDaniel picture at Elbow Room, where he reportedly went to go troll some Bills fans yesterday after the game, whether or not it's real. There's video now. This is real. This happened. Now, I don't know how long Mike McDaniel stayed there.
Well, I don't think he stayed at all. He just drove. He was driving home and took a maybe a little bit of a circuitous route and did a little drive-by at the elbow room. Wanted to see if there was a lot of action there.
He had a lot of steam to let off after all that happened the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I'd have been feeling myself too, man.
Yes. Not just a win. An ass whooping, 30 points on the board.
See what Chris Greer was doing to me?
Yep. Hold me back.
Of all the elite memories we have at Elbow Room, as just South Florida sports fans over the past year, or 2 years, really, but thank you, Boston Chance.
Yeah.
Last, when the Panthers just repeated, this is up there, man. I'm telling you, there's some swag you're talking about
him doing a drive-by at the Elbow Room. I'm with you. I think that is like Mount Rushmore of, trying to link, like coaching off. Off court, off field coaching moments, but I'm trying to think of what would some of the other ones be. Like he's vibey. He's vibey.
Yeah, coaches aren't seen outside of the facility.
Like Coach L walking into the Canes locker room after a big win in March Madness with the dance.
Yeah. But that's kind of still on the court ish. It's at the arena.
Coach L just sent me a friend request on LinkedIn like 6 seconds ago.
Oh.
That's not Coach L. You think Coach L is sitting on LinkedIn?
I don't have a LinkedIn account. I'm one of the few people that does not have a LinkedIn account. I've pretty much done what I need to do. I mean, when this crumbles like a house of cards, I think I'm done.
Do I have one? You follow me?
I don't know, man. I don't know what you have. I did see you get interviewed over the weekend at some card show, and they asked Crowder to just state who he was. Like, right. Who are you? Who am I talking to?
I saw this.
And he was very proud, very quick to say he's on the pivot.
Yep.
But no mention of the Hockman Crowder Serrano show.
Yeah,
he told me what to say.
Zero.
The little white boy told me what to say. He said, say Gators, say Dolphins, talk about the podcast. Exactly what I said. The little white boy ran up on me, man.
Not so
I was
certain.
Early in the morning.
I don't know.
He had a little fluffy mic.
How quickly they forget, huh?
How quickly they forget.
You know what? It was the Canes. I have to be there to sign. It was a signing. Obviously, I had to sign stuff. Oh, bunch of crap. But I'm there first. I get there like 9. So I sign 1,000 helmets, 1,000 jerseys. I go out to the live portion of it.
For what?
Hey, you want to know the answer? Put his damn check.
No, I got you.
How much you going to give me? So West Palm Beach, huh? Yeah, I'll be there. I go out. You know, people are in line now. They had to pay out of something, $20, $40, whatever, take a picture with me. When I walk back into the signing room, Frank Gore, Willis McGahee, Clinton Portis are all sitting at tables back-to-back signing. That was pretty cool for me to see all three of those guys together sitting there, lined up, all signing. And they all see me and make the same, like, face. I was like, damn, I'm glad I have influenced y'all all to make the face every time y'all see me walk in the room. Here you go with that bull.
Hawk, any major takeaways from the Canes victory over the weekend?
No, it was a slowish start, but then they got moving. I was fine with it. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that Syracuse offense was literally non-existent. No. It was non-existent. And it kind of played out, I think, the way that a Mario coach team plays out, which is maybe it's closer than it should be for a while, but then they just kind of outclass them.
Second half Stanford, second half Syracuse.
Yeah.
They should be able to do that for 4 quarters.
Yeah.
Tonight, the Miami Heat, they're going to look to remain undefeated. They're going to play the Cavaliers tonight. Undefeated at home, excuse me. Tonight and Wednesday. So they'll finish out their homestand with a multiple set against the Cavs. Hawk told us earlier, no Bam tonight, that the Cavs are 7.5-point favorites here in Miami.
A big, big road favorite.
Nikola Jokic had a breakout performance the other night, career high. And Friday night, just to kind of recap the back-to-back, the Heat set a franchise record for points in the first quarter. They put 53 on the Hornets, and then they went, the Hornets responded with a 27-2 run to come back and get within one in that game. It was the wildest thing you've ever seen. It was so appropriate because then Norman Powell got hurt in the middle of that second quarter, but he ended up coming back, and the Heat won that game, and they won Saturday as well.
See some player props tonight. Donovan Mitchell, 26.5. Evan Mobley, 18.5. Darius Garland, 17.5.
Oh, Mobley. We'll have no bigs.
We got Kalawar.
And you've got Norman Powell, 22.5. Wiggins, 18.5. Triple J, 14.5.
He's averaging 17.
It's crazy. I mean, he started the season about 8.5.
Yeah.
Jovic, 12.5. Ware, 11.5. Minus 145, though. Let's see if there's any combo props that are worth. Let's see. Ware, double-double, plus 115.
I wouldn't bet that right now. It could happen, but I wouldn't bet that right now. He has not been impressive. Period. End of story. Has not been impressive.
Does he have enough time to be impressive?
No, he's getting minutes right now. Bam hasn't been in, so he's getting his minutes, but he has not been impressive.
Looks slow-footed.
Boozy over 1.5 made threes tonight. Minus 190, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah. A little too much.
If you're laying $190 on Boozy, I will call your wife to have you checked out.
I had on, is it Saturday? Let me look at my finished bets. I had $150 riding in various bets on the Bulls. Who were they playing? They ended up, Cleveland, I think it was. I think it was Cleveland. Ended up losing that game. I had Giddy over 20.5. He ended with 15 and a broken ankle. I had Boozy double-double. I had Boozy points over 15.5. He had ended with 4. And that was coming off my Syracuse cover earlier in the day. I thought I was unbreakable.
On the heater.
What about this Isaac Okoro?
What about him?
He had 19 points the other day against Cleveland.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we got to start betting.
All right.
Vooch kind of sucked that game too, right? He didn't get a double-double.
Yeah.
Had 9 points.
Wasn't their greatest performance. I had OG last night over 4.5 receptions. He had 3 receptions in the first half, then he went out with the injury. He also had a couple drop passes.
Yeah. Saw that. We don't talk about those, though.
I know. I'm not texting him as much as I want to.
Just a couple notes from the Week 10 NFL slate to wrap up headlines here. The Jets won. They beat the Browns yesterday. They got 2 kick returns, 1 kickoff and 1 punt, which is
same
how they
guy,
had the win.
Right?
Was it the same
guy?
It
was the same guy.
The Saints won as well. They beat the Carolina Panthers.
Knocked me out of my suicide pool. Damn. I lasted this long into the season.
Wow.
38,000 people started. There was 2,600 going into yesterday, and I picked Carolina. You know, you're down to who you can pick because you can only pick a team once. And, man, I felt good about Carolina.
The Ravens win again. They beat the Vikings 27-19. I know we joked about the Patriots being great, but, man, right now, second in the AFC, just behind the Indianapolis Colts, who survived in overtime overseas. And no joke, man, they've won 7 straight. They're 8-2 overall.
They look legit.
No, you they joked really about do. Drake May being the MVP.
Yep.
He's balling.
Yep.
He looks very good.
Yep.
The Commanders, who we'll face next week, they're going to be without Scary Terry. They got blown out by the Lions, who continue rolling 44-22. Marcus Mariota played in that game, and his numbers were fine. 16 of 22, 213 yards, 2 touchdowns. But that team is, again, a shell of itself.
Yeah. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites in Spain Sunday morning. Wake up early, everybody.
Is that a 9 a.m. here?
9:30.
Tonight, Monday Night Football.
Gonna have game day uncensored starting at 5:30.
Nah, 7.
Seven.
That's weak.
Oh, come on,
man.
Yeah, that's weak sauce, man.
Yeah.
I did pregame. We were 4 hours.
Yeah, that's weak. Man, you'd complain about a team if they only showed up for 3/4 of a game or a half of a game.
2.5 hours. We can't get anything done.
You guys waking up at 5:30 to listen?
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
I can't even read the injury report in 2.5 hours.
Don't worry about me. You worry about your own show.
Packers, Eagles tonight, Monday Night Football, 8:15.
You know what the Thursday night game is?
Yeah, Jets, Patriots, right?
Yeah, New England hosting the Jets. You want to guess what the line is?
12.
Divisional game, Jets coming off a win, Patriots minus 9.5.
11.5. 11.5.
I never say half, and it's always a half.
I think I'll take the Jets to cover. Weird things happen in divisional games.
Nah, no chance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget. All right, guys. Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy, but it is getting cooler in all of our areas. Tonight, the lows will be as low as in the upper 40s.
Woo! Holy mackerel. May want to break out the turtleneck.
You want to put on your heater?
We've never put on the heater since we've moved into this apartment. I don't even know if it works. I mean, I imagine it does, but...
You made fun of me. I've never put on the heater in my house in 12 years.
Lie.
I refuse to.
Lie.
Want to call Asia?
It's just a lie.
We need to?
You guys are in cahoots.
I don't. I just wrap up, put the little thing on.
If it's 40 degrees here or 40 degrees in Chicago, you put your heater on.
No.
Yes.
No. We have a little fireplace, a little electric fireplace, but it pumps out a little hot air. You sit around there, and then you go to your room
and put a cover on. What are you, homeless? Just put the heat on. It's a reason that you have central heat.
No, I have central air.
No, but you also have central heat.
I don't like to use it. It wastes up a lot of electricity.
Well, so does the air.
Air is smooth.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think I have a heater.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Well, how do you guys know what I have?
Because. Just put the air up to 85. Now you got a heater.
Yeah.
That's it? That's what you do?
Well, no, but you could do that.
If you have an air conditioning, do you have a heater?
No. Well, most people do, yes. I mean, if you have a window air conditioner, you don't.
Window unit?
If you have central air.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever tried to put on a heater.
But it says you have to turn it to cold or off. There's the other way it goes.
Heat.
It's heat.
I mean, there's no way you have central air and not central heat.
No, I mean, now that you guys are talking about it, yeah. I probably do, but I've never...
You have a window air conditioner and a radiator?
You probably have one of those new age nests or something, don't you?
Of course, new age? I mean, nests have been around for 20 years.
You have a nest?
Well, you have one of those newfangled ring doorbells I'm hearing all about.
Newfangled! You have a nest.
Yeah, the ring doorbell's annoying because anytime a bird flies by, I get the notification.
Right. I'll put it on low sensor.
But I kind of like to know.
Yeah, sure. No, I understand.
When the birds come by.
Yeah, it is special. Yeah.
I live in Kendall, so.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more Miami Dolphins when we come back.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's some stock up, stock down from DolphinsTalk.com. I happen to enjoy that website. Stock up after the game yesterday. Mike McDaniel, after a rough first minute of the game where he had to use a timeout with 1 second not even being run off the clock, he called a great game, had his team ready, and his team dominated. Hard to argue with any of that. Yep. It was a rough start. That timeout was funny, man.
When his offense is when they score first and his offense is rolling, it works. It's just when it's not and he has to adjust is when the concern
Anybody have
starts.
Problems? He said after the game that he instructed Tua on those third down interceptions, just launch it up there. If it ends up being a punt, which both of them turned out to be, he's like, I was happy that he did that. I don't mind 50-50 balls. But I also have a thing where it's like, well, wait a second. 10 yards shouldn't be out of the question either to get a first down. So we're just going to launch balls up every time it's third and 10 seems like a silly solution to that problem as well.
It's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. It's not real football. If it worked, if wouldn't the analytics have caught on to this by just throw it as far as you can? And I heard somebody this morning talk about it with Joe, where you can get a reception or a PI. Or you can get an interception and there's a bunch of fat dudes on the field. They can't tackle the guy returning the interception.
Fair.
Like it's not as easy as just, oh, that's a punt. No, that's not a punt. And you have a punt team on there and the punter can place the ball where he wants to. I think it's a very dumb concept of a deep ball punt.
Well, on the second one, it literally was returned for a ton of yardage. It just got brought back because there was a block in the back penalty after the interception. So it didn't actually work out as a punt. The Dolphins kind of lucked out there. But I'm fine with it if you have jump ball receivers. Dolphins don't.
That's a hell of a point, too. You have itty-bitsy spiders having jump balls.
They
throw
just
it
don't.
To Westbrook Akine.
No, well, Alec Ingold. If Alec Ingold is down there, then I feel differently.
Stock up, Anthony Weaver. Where has this Dolphins defense been all season? With no Chop Robinson, Jalen Phillips, Ashton Davis, and Rasul Douglas, they played their best defensive game of the season versus an MVP-level quarterback.
That five across has really – that was what stopped Bijan Robinson, that five guy when they walked the line back up and you really can't pull anybody. It's where they started and I started seeing it, and it works. It didn't work into Ravens because Lamar Jackson was a hell of a passer and they kept getting those tight end crossers and there's nobody in the middle anymore because everybody's at the line of scrimmage. In certain offenses, that's going to stop the run for sure because nobody can pull.
Jalen Waddle, stock up. With all the trade talk around him this week, he showed why he can be number one wide receiver for a team in this league. The long touchdown reception was a thing of beauty, and he had other receptions in the game as well.
That one first quarter, his second reception, I believe, caught on the sideline, the toe tap, that was beautiful.
Miami's offensive line, another group that has been awful this season, that stepped up, played their best game of the year against one of the NFL's elite teams.
Yes, Bosa and Rousseau. The play calling and the rollouts and the play action helped a lot. But, yes, they did do their job. And I don't give a damn what you say. A man rushes for 170 yards. They did a great job.
Yeah. Juju Brents. Who? That's right. Juju Brent, who started in place of Rasul Douglas today, was awesome. Again, makes you wonder why he didn't get an opportunity sooner to see more playing time.
This damn Chris Greer. Holding Juju back.
By the way, really quickly regarding Rousseau, did any of you see what he said after the game? Joe Shatta tweeted it.
Yeah, a little bit of complaining about the humidity. Well, not complaining, I should say. He said we're not using it as an excuse, but was very hot out there.
Quote, it's different playing in the heat because we don't really do it that often. Not making an excuse.
You played here.
He's from South Florida.
Yeah.
Boy, listen, y'all got y'all ass whooped. I like Rousseau, too. Don't say no dumb stuff.
Stock up Jack Jones.
Who?
Jack Jones. It's been an up and down season for Jones this season. Mostly down, but he had two tackles for loss, played a great game. His best game of the season by far.
Hands down.
I would agree with that. And then Devon Achane. Nothing more needs to be said. Best player on the team.
Can his stock go up?
I guess not. I mean, maybe nationally, right? People have to start to be paying attention to him. Yeah?
Yeah, like, no. He's the top five in fantasy points. That's going to do it for you. But you know what? His stock can go up when you beat the Bills.
Right. Yeah. Right. Not looter in a riot stuff. Like, that's a great performance against a great team.
Yeah. One of my buddies texted me, Zonka, Ricky, Achane. Top three Dolphins running backs.
Who's
of all
the
time.
Mount Rushmore of Dolphins running backs?
Achane can't be on there.
Is
already.
Achane in the conversation?
All time?
All time.
Stop.
But, you still go with Ajayi?
Kalen Ballage.
Hey, Jalen Wright.
And you know this start. This is a thread with a bunch of Gator players. You know, Tia J and all them. Then they start bringing, you know, guys are going to look and bring up Jim Kick. Right. And Mercury Morris and those. But Achane's a bad man. I don't know if he's done it long enough.
I mean, he's pacing for something special, but no, way, way too soon.
Is he over Ronnie?
Is Achane over Ronnie Brown?
Shot.
Yeah.
I will fight either of you, especially
you. You know, Black, my homeboy. That's what I was saying. I've heard somebody try to put him over Black, and I was like, man, you can go to hell.
But it's just based on this season and maybe last? I mean, it's based on a season and a half.
2023. He was a part of that 2023 70-point
lore. He had a great season, though?
I don't know if, like, body of work, it was fantastic. I will say, I just looked up Dolphins all-time rush leaders. Devon Achane's a lot higher than you'd expect him to be.
All time?
All time. He's 11th already.
Interesting. And how long has he been on the team? This is
3 years.
Third season.
He was a rookie that season. Remember, you had Raheem Mostert, who set the franchise record for touchdowns that season. But in that 70-point win against Denver,
so Dolphins,
Devon Achane balled.
All-time leading rusher is who?
Do you guys want to guess?
Zonka? I don't know.
Yeah, Zonka was 6,737 yards. You'll know number two and number three is what I think.
Well, Ricky's got to be up there. I'm guessing three.
Two.
Two? Okay.
6,436 yards.
Zonka, Ricky, and Mercury Morris.
Three is Ronnie.
Oh.
Four is Mercury Morris.
And then, I don't know, Jim Kick, because he was back there with.
Yeah, Jim Kick is 5,3600. Tony Nathan is 6th.
Forgot about Tony.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 7.
Oh, did I love the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar era.
Mark Higgs.
He's the 7th leading rusher in Dolphins history?
That's I know some crazy. Of these guys, so I can't say what I want to say. But once you get out of those top couple, it's some.
But this is a historical franchise. Right. Like, I would imagine top 10 in any category with the Dolphins.
But doesn't that almost, like, it tells you how great this franchise was? I mean, they had Zonk for, what, 10 years?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they had their star running backs, and they rode them. Even Ricky, I know he missed time because of weed or whatever, but he was here for a decade, basically.
And who's after?
8 is Lamar Miller.
Oh, wow.
9 is Mark Higgs. Now we're kind of, you know, we're getting to that.
Hey, what you talking about, Higgy? I ain't say that, Higgy.
Give me Troy Stratford, 10. Give me Troy Stratford.
Now, Delvin Williams is 10. Devon Achane is 11. Huh. Troy Stratford... 28th.
All right.
Ryan Tannehill is 29.
That's funny. That's funny.
Bob Greasy, 33.
If Devon, you know what, and this is just rushing yards, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Devon does a lot of the backfield.
Oh, yeah, he can receive. But, man, that's crazy. Troy Stratford is only one slot ahead of Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite stats. Maybe
where's
of all
Kalen
time.
Ballage?
Online. I don't know if this page
continued.
Keeps scrolling. I can keep scrolling on this.
Y'all stop smiling at my friends. Troy was toting that thing.
I love Troy, man. I only know him from radio, really.
Kalen Ballage is 59th all time.
I got
behind
more
Chris
yards.
Chambers.
I was about to say.
That's funny.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has more rushing yards
That's
than Kalen
great.
Ballage.
That's great, man. I'd love to bring on Fitzy one day and call him one of the top 50 leading rushers in Dolphins history. Like that's how you introduce him. And only one stock down on DolphinsTalk.com, and even they say Benito Jones jumped off sides on a 4th-and-1, got called for a defensive holding penalty. Not good at all, but really he was the only blemish on the day for the Dolphins.
Yeah. I like when the fat guys jump off sides and just stand there and look like a bad little kid and their belly's poked out. My bad, y'all. My
I know
bad.
I did.
Yeah, it's starting on to him. My bad.
You guys thought the game was going to be a Bills comeback, right? It's 16-0.
Yeah.
They get the ball, and then even after Josh Allen throws the pick, the Dolphins go 3-and-out. After maybe it was a 2-interception, I'm like, oh, there's still a full quarter and a minute left. This has 21-16 written all over it.
I said that. I don't give a damn. I'm sitting there watching it with Lil' Chan. It's going to be a 4-point game in the fourth quarter, and Josh is going to get this ball.
I thought the Riley Patterson missed extra point was going to come back to haunt them somehow. Like it just, but then you know, it was like, the more you kept going, you're like, wow.
I got it at I don't know what time. I know it was in the third quarter early. Bills plus 5.5. All right, I doubled down.
Easy money.
They're coming back, and they're getting 5.5. Easy money. Job, Josh. Too hot.
Somebody texts in, 550 to 600 ships have gone down in Lake Superior.
Nah, them boats. I'm talking about ships.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a lake.
Somebody says Tommy Vigorito. Was he a running back, Tommy Vigorito?
Never heard of him.
Barry Tuggett Wizard used to use him as like his
Tuggett Wizard.
Dolphins punchline name all the time.
Tommy Vigorito is 73rd.
He was a running back?
Ooh, he was toting that thing.
He was a punt returner. That's what he's listed as here, a punt returner. Jalen Wright is 61st on this list.
That's crazy. That is crazy. How many career rushing yards does he have?
According, this is Pro Football Reference, so I feel like
it's legit.
It's a good
source.
Can't be
over 100 yards.
294. Tua's 51st on this list.
All-time Dolphins rushing. He's almost in the top 50 of all-time Dolphins rushing leaders.
What do you think Tua's all-time rushing yards are?
This is what, his sixth season?
So
I'm going to say averages 50. 2 yards a game. Right?
40.
So 16 games is what?
He's played 40. I'll tell you right now. He's played 49 games, or he started 49 games.
So let's say 50 games and averages 2 to 3 yards. It's like 100. I'm going to say 131 yards rushing.
Sorry, he's played 74 games.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to say 210 yards rushing.
Do my math. Yeah, you're right around there. 240.
468.
What? What's his highest rushing yardage total?
Tua has run for how many yards?
400.
Well, remember, this was before he had the concussion problem. You could let him go. But
he wasn't running then.
Yeah, but not like it is now. What was his biggest rushing game?
I'll look it up right now. Pat White is on this list, by the way. Do you guys want to guess what Pat White's listed at here?
I mean, he's got to have 41 rushing yards.
It just says rest in peace next to his name.
Damn Ike Taylor.
I'll do a little research on the Tua all-time. Well,
you gotta go. You gotta go to the Heat game.
Oh yeah.
So before Tua started getting knocked out, he was running?
No, he wasn't he wasn't Lamar Jackson, but he wasn't told by everyone around him, including coaches, don't ever run. Whatever you do, like, no one would have drafted him if that was the case. Don't ever run. Whatever you do, you can never run with the ball. So he had to scramble every now and then.
You want to guess his longest rushing attempt? His longest was in year two.
21 yards.
14.
23.
Damn, man. Could you imagine having the over? All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. I'll get you caught up on the headlines because Solana's got to get out of here. Solana's going to the Kaseya Center, a little Heat basketball tonight. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming next.
If y'all want to watch the game.
What happened? Your mic's not on. Jimmy turned your mic off. He turned his mic off?
Yeah, I turned my mic off.
All right. I was going to blame you, Jimmy. I take it back. I take it back, Jimmy.
Together on this, Jimmy. Damn you.
So what happened? You turned your mic off right before you were about to talk?
Yeah, I wanted to.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.